Ann Ponder earned her bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in English from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. She served as president of Colby Sawyer College in New Hampshire before coming to Asheville. When she was named chancellor in October 2005, it was an opportunity to come home.
This certainly is a local girl makes good story. It is wonderful to have an opportunity to come to UNC Asheville to serve it, because the people who helped turn Asheville Biltmore College into UNC Asheville were grown-ups who were friends of my parents. So they were, I've actually met a lot of the people whose names are on the buildings at UNC Asheville. So that made the assignment very, very sweet.
Following her announcement to faculty and staff, UNC System President Tom Ross issued a statement calling Ponder a phenomenal leader, a person who knows and loves the region, a person who has always fully embraced UNC Asheville's unique role as North Carolina's public liberal arts university. How confident are you that UNC Asheville will be able to maintain its position as a small public liberal arts institution?
It is a wonderful niche, and actually a niche that I think many colleges and universities, public and private, would like to be in at the moment. What families and prospective students are looking for is the value proposition of high quality and affordability. Those two things are available in the sector of higher education called public liberal arts universities, and most of those colleges and universities are modest in size.
Much of your time as chancellor has been marked by some pretty tough economic times. Is the system itself at risk of being less than it's been or less than what it could be?
I do think that North Carolina faces a very interesting challenge about what kind of a state we're going to be and whether we want to run the risk of underinvesting in education going forward.
And as a former chancellor, will you be able to speak more freely because you are no longer the chancellor?
Well, when you're chancellor, you are always chancellor, and consequently, you always speak for the university and as its chancellor. There are examples nationwide of chancellors and presidents who forgot that for a moment. I think of Larry Summers, the president of Harvard, who had a very interesting economist opinion, but he forgot that he was president of Harvard when he said it. And so I do think that when I do not have the CEO role, when I'm not speaking for UNC Asheville, which is what you always do when you're chancellor, that I will be of UNC Asheville, and so I'll have the experience that might give me a voice that would be interesting in the future.
In spite of massive budget cuts, Chancellor Ponder has guided the university during a period of significant change, a record number of applications for admission, more students living on campus, several new majors have been established. She oversaw the largest building program in campus history, including the $41 million multi-purpose Wilma Sherrill Center, which includes the 3,800-seat Kimmel Arena. Following her retirement, Chancellor Ponder says she and her husband will live in the area.
We have a home just outside of Asheville, so Asheville will be home base. We do also have a small bungalow on Sanibel Island in Florida, and so I might be hard to find in February.
It's now up to UNC President Tom Ross and the UNC Asheville Board of Trustees to find the university's seventh chancellor. For WCQS News, I'm David Horand.